Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of J-Talk Extra Time. I'm John Steele. Stuart Smith's not with me for this episode. Unfortunately, our schedules couldn't align this week, so better late than never, and apologies for the delay. In this first period of Extra Time, I'm just going to round up the J2 matches from last weekend, round 12, and that hopefully won't take up too much of your time. So, J2 round 12 took place over the weekend. We'll start at the top talking about Viva and Nagasaki. They're still top, but their lead's now down to just 1 point. They lost 1-0 away at Montedio Yamagata at the weekend, and Nagasaki now have just one win from their last four games. Shuto Minami's header from Taiki Kato's cross proved to be the winner in this game 4 minutes into the second half. And that's two consecutive 1-0 wins for Yamagata after that crazy 4-3 home defeat against Kyoto. It moves them up to 15th. So Nagasaki wobbling ever so slightly at the moment. Now, in second place, a surprise package, really, although I don't know how much longer we will be able to say that. Girovans Kita Kyushu, they're in second place. They beat Machida Zelvia 2-1 at home at the weekend to make it a club record 6 straight wins. The last four games have all been 1-2-1 as well, so there's a nice consistency building up there. And they're 1 point behind Nagasaki, as I think I mentioned. Kita Kyushu were 2-0 up at half-time in this game. Akira Disaro laid the ball off for Shuto Machida to lash in their first, and Disaro himself scored the second with a fine lob over the Machida goalkeeper Yota Akimoto, and I think that's scoring in four consecutive games for Disaro, so he's on fire at the moment. Machida pulled a goal back with about 10 minutes left. It was a really well-worked goal as well. Mizuki Ando's low cross was converted by Yuki Okada, but Kita Kyushu were able to hold on and get that sixth consecutive win. Machida now on four straight defeats, down in 17th place. So I think they've been competitive in all of those games, but might be disappointed that they haven't picked up any points over the last four games or so. It's a familiar team in third place in the table at the moment, Tokushima Vortis. They're 2 points behind Kita Kyushu now, and they drew 1-1 away at Vanfore Kofu over the weekend. Kofu were actually ahead at the break in this game. Jin Izumizawa's cross was headed home by Kenta Uchida just before half-time. Yuki Kakita was on the bench for this game. I think he was being rested, but he came on as a sub for Tokushima just before the hour, and he won a penalty about 10 minutes later when he tangled with Kofu's Daiki Nakashio. I think it was probably just about a foul, although Kakita did make sure that the referee didn't miss it. But yes, I think it was probably a foul, and that meant a penalty that he was able to convert for 1-1. Dudu came off the bench for Kofu. It's the first time I've seen him for a few games. I think he's been injured. He forced a good save from Naoto Kami Fukumoto in the Tokushima goal in stoppage time. That draw ends a run of 3 straight wins for Tokushima. And Kofu are now 7 games unbeaten, but in 7th place. Quite a few draws in that sequence. Omiya Ardija are in 4th place, 3 points behind Tokushima, but they've gone 3 games without a win now. They lost 1-0 on the road at Renofa Yamaguchi at the weekend. Omiya on top for a huge portion of this game, especially in the first half. The home goalkeeper Genki Yamada was in top form, along with his defence. I think their best moment was a key block to stop Nermin Haskic near the start of the second half from putting Omiya in front. That was a turning point, really, because the winning goal came shortly after that. Kensei Ukita volleyed in a left-wing cross for his second goal in 2 games, and that was a first win in 6 for Yamaguchi, so a much-needed 3 points for them, although they stay down in 20th place in the table. Now, the teams in 5th, 6th and 7th place in the league table at the moment are all on 19 points. We've mentioned Kofu in 7th already. In 5th place, a surprise package. I refreshed the league table a couple of times to make sure this was right, but it's Jeff Chiba. Somehow we're in 5th place at the moment after 3 straight wins since that embarrassing home defeat against Gunma a few rounds ago. Now, Jeff won 2-1 on the road at Iwata in their last game. Lukian hit the bar for Iwata early on, but midway through the first half, Kengo Kawamata played an electric 1-2 with Keita Yamashita, controlled the return ball brilliantly and swept in to put Jeff in front. At first, I wondered why I don't see Kawamata doing this more often, and then I remembered that Iwata is one of his former clubs, so I think he had some extra motivation for this game. But Jeff were Jeffing just a few minutes later. Their normally reliable goalkeeper, Shota Arai, cleared the ball straight against the Iwata striker, Koki Ogawa, and the ball rebounded into the net. Well worth checking out the highlights. Probably not if you're Shota Arai, though. You won't want to see that again. So it was 1-1. At half-time, but Iwata hit the bar again just before half-time through Kentaro Oi's header. It was 2-1 at half-time. Jeff were ahead. They scored about 11 minutes before half-time. Michihiro Yasuda was able to carry the ball about 70 yards on his own on a breakaway and curled the ball round the Iwata goalkeeper, Ko Shimura, for 2-1. Jeff held on and won that game, keeping them in fifth place, and Iwata are now down in ninth. But only 1 point behind, I think, so it's very tight in that group of teams. Kyoto Senga in sixth place. They lost for the first time in five games at the weekend, 2-0 away at Kanazawa. Kyoto were almost in front early on. Yuto Shirai, the Kanazawa goalkeeper, was back to his imperious best for this game. He made a great save from Jordi Bice, I think in about the eighth minute, and Yosuke Ichibitsu then hit the inside of the post for Kyoto as well. So, Kanazawa surviving early on. But they went 1-0 up on the half hour. Raisei Shimazu crossed for Mitsuki Kato to head the ball in, a third goal in three games for him. He's looking good, as we've discussed on the podcast before. And Kato turned provider early in the second half. He slipped in Ryo Kubata to go clear and make it 2-0. And from then on, it really was the Yuto Shirai show. He made fine saves from Peter Utaka and a brilliant save from Ryunosuke Noda as well. And that keeps Kanazawa ticking over nicely in 12th place at the moment. Okay, I'll take a quick break from match reviews now just to mention the JTalk Pick'em League, which is available on the Transfer Market website. As always, get in touch with Condre or Okinawa Aussie on Twitter if you want to get involved. In the J3 table, it's unchanged at the top. Benito Will took home the top honours this week with a 46-point haul. In the J2 table, there's a two-way tie at the top between Gifu Richie and Johnny Gamba. And Sean Carroll, normally reliable, only picked up 14 points from his picks this week. So he went down from second to fourth. Sorry, Sean, I don't write these. But you get a mention all the same. In J1, there's a new leader at the top, Benito Will. Top an impressive weekend all round by moving into a top spot. And Ichiro, just 5 points from their picks this week. So room for improvement, I think. Certainly the games, the match day is coming thick and fast at the moment. Okay, to wrap up the rest of the games from the J2 weekend, Tochigi and Ehime drew 0-0 at Tochigi Green Stadium. That leaves Tochigi in a pretty dizzying heights of 10th place. Four clean sheets in the last five games for them. Ehime slipped to second bottom. They have no wins from the last nine games, so it's starting to look like it might be a long, hard season for the Tangerines. Both sides hit the woodwork in this game. Ehime with Yuichi Naganuma's miss-hit cross in the first half, and Tochigi could have won it when their defender Masaya Tashiro's header hit the post in second half stoppage time. So there was some excitement, but that finished goalless. Tokyo Verdy won away from home for the second time in the week by winning 2-0 away at Mito Hollyhock. Over the weekend, they don't seem to have any hangover from their kind of captain Kanya Fujimoto moving to the Portuguese league last week. A very heavily deflected free kick from Yuhei Sato made it 1-0 to Verdy just before the hour in this game, before Jin Hanato hit the crossbar with a chance to make it 2. Ryoya Yamashita, their second half substitute, sealed the win with virtually the last kick of the game, the fourth minute of second half stoppage time, and that was his first pro goal. So hopefully there's more to come for him in the future. I think what Verdy fans will appreciate maybe even more than the 3 points, though, is the sight of their key sort of figurehead striker Yoshito Okubo. He's been out injured since the first round of games back in February, but he did come on and make an appearance as a substitute in this game. So the signs are that he'll be back to fitness, full fitness soon. Mito down in sixth place. I don't know if they were terrible in this game, but they certainly looked a bit flat and a bit tired. As I mentioned, games coming thick and fast. It's extremely hot as well, of course, in Japan at the moment. So, they look like they could do with a breather. Fajono Okayama in 13th place, level on points with Fukuoka in 14th. That's because Okayama won 1-0 at home against Niigata, in this game. I think, the Niigata seem to be really missing their striker, Fabio. And I think Shion Honma was suspended for this game after being sent off in the last midweek round. So Niigata, looking a bit short in this game. But Romero Frank hit the post for them in the first half. And the winner actually came with just 4 minutes left on the clock. An unlikely scorer, Eiji Shirai, from about 20 yards. The key to this goal, though, was really a brilliant wide pass from the Okayama goalkeeper, William Pope, which I know Stuart would want mentioned if he were here, so I'll do that on his behalf. Really, really good team goal to win the game for Okayama. Niigata in 8th place now in the table, level on points with Iwata on 18. Matsumoto Yamaga ended a run of 5 straight defeats by beating Avispa Fukuoka 1-0 in round 12. This was a 4th game without a win for Fukuoka, leaving them 14th, as I mentioned. But Juanma and Daya Tono went close for Fukuoka early on in the second half in this game. But the winner came extremely late, the 4th minute of second half stoppage time. There was a corner kick for Matsumoto. A header on target was blocked by the Fukuoka goalkeeper, Rikihiro Sugiyama. There was no Cervantes in the team this week or on the bench, so I don't know whether he's rested or injured. Rikihiro Sugiyama was able to block the header, but on the goal line, Koki Tsukagawa produced an overhead kick to take the ball over the line for a 1-0 win for Matsumoto. It was nearly 2-0 moments later, but Sugiyama made a brilliant save from Isma, who'd gone clean through for Matsumoto with a chance to make it 2. So it finished 1-0 to Matsumoto in that one. And the only other game to mention, a 3rd away win in a row for FC Ryukyu. Although it keeps them 18th, they do seem to be upwardly mobile at the moment. Gunma stay bottom after this game. I should mention Ryukyu won 1-0 away Thespa Kasatsu Gunma in this one. 3 straight defeats for Gunma and 6 defeats from their last 7. Very lean times indeed at Shoda Stadium at the moment. This was a really entertaining game, though. Lots of chances for both sides, especially Genki Omai on the Gunma side went close a few times. The winner came in the 38th minute from who else really, Takuma Abe, and he just passed a volley really into the net from Keita Tanaka's right wing cross. An absolutely beautiful goal, and I think he's another player who scored for the last 4 games in a row, so well done to him. I still think probably the best all-round finisher in J2 this season, and it looks like he's really enjoying his football at Ryukyu. So a 1-0 win for Ryukyu away at Gunma, and another good away result for the boys from Okinawa. Okay, before I disappear, I'll just mention the midweek round fixtures that are coming up on Wednesday evening. This podcast is going up quite late this week, so I hope people have a chance to listen before the midweek games. Round 13 takes place this Wednesday night, August the 19th. All the games kick off at 7 p.m. Gunma are hosting Yamaguchi. There's a big game at NAC 5 between Omiya and Kita Kyushu, 4th place versus 2nd place, and an out-of-form team hosting an informed team. I think that could be interesting. Tokyo Verdy host Matsumoto, Ajinomoto. Machida Zelvia host Iwata at Gion Stadium, Nozita. Kofu host Ehime. Niigata welcome Kyoto to the Big Swan. Kanazawa take on Yamagata. There's 2 teams, not the highest in the table, but they'll have their tails up after good recent results, so that could be a good match as well. Tokushima are hosting Okayama. That's 3rd place against 13th. Fukuoka host Mito. The leaders, Nagasaki, in need of a win really after some disappointing recent results. Nagasaki host Jeff Chiba. It's 1st versus 5th. And Ryukyu are hosting Tochigi. As I think we mentioned maybe on the pod last week, that will be a remote match, which is the term the J-League is using for a game behind closed doors. That's because the coronavirus state of emergency is still very much in effect in Okinawa at the moment. So Ryukyu versus Tochigi, a remote match behind closed doors. Okay, everyone. Well, sorry for the delay in getting the podcast recorded this week, and sorry that you had to listen to me for 14 and a half minutes without Stuart to bounce off this week. Hopefully, there'll be a J-Talk Extra Time second period to cover the weekend results from J3. And also, I'll be doing, I think, I can't remember what Stu and I have agreed, but there will be some kind of podcast review of the midweek round, the round 13 games coming up as well before the weekend. So please look out for that. As always, thanks for downloading and listening. We really appreciate us. We appreciate it. It helps us out a lot. And we'll be back again soon. So thanks for listening. If you're a Patreon, we really appreciate that too. Thanks very much. And yeah, enjoy the football this midweek, and we'll talk again soon, hopefully with Stu in tow as well. Okay, thanks everyone. Bye for now.